My name is Ray. I'm from GitLab, if it's not obvious from the clothes I'm wearing today. There's also my Twitter handle, so I'd be happy to answer your questions like after I'm done. Like, I know some of you will probably want to go to keynote. I'll stick around, but you can also DM me on Twitter. Happy to answer any questions you have. Few topics that I want to go over. Before I came to GitLab about 18 months ago, I was involved in more traditional open source projects that are foundation based. So I'll talk about my transition and sort of what I noticed, like especially in the early days when I started at GitLab about 18 months ago. And this was actually one of the questions I had before I changed jobs was, why do people join single company based projects and what's sort of their motivation? So I'll share some of the things that I've learned. And some of the things that I've been trying to do over the last 18 months to not only grow the community, but make sure that people who join the community feel welcome and stick around. Forgot that there was a build. I'll talk about my career over the last several years, I guess. So I joined the Linux Foundation in the middle of 2014. And at the time I joined, this is during the formation stage of a project called OPNFV. You'll see the third logo on the top, Open Platform for Network Function Virtualization. It really rolls off the tongue. Have at least one community member in the room. Timing-wise, I felt very fortunate because this is when we're talking to prospective members, the founding members of the project, and we're talking a lot about governance, obviously, of the project, and we talked a lot about how we want the technical communities to work. So it was pretty instructive being involved in those discussions with the founding members. And what's also cool about the project is that it's more of an integration project. So we work with a lot of upstream communities, like Open Daylight is one, and even projects outside of the LF, like OpenStack. There was like a huge upstream community that we work with. So I got a good visibility into how other communities work in terms of like governance, in terms of how people do releases, or also like how people do events. So that was pretty instructive. So after about 4 years at the Linux Foundation, I decided to take the plunge and come to GitLab. So I was being naive. I had a pretty good like interview process like before I came to GitLab, and I thought I knew what I was like getting myself into. I figured I'm still in open source. I mean, one of the big changes that people go through when they join GitLab is that GitLab is completely remote. We don't have a single physical office, so everybody works from home. But that's how I worked at the LF, because LF is pretty much remote work environment as well. So I figured my transition should be pretty easy. And there were a couple of things I noticed in the first like couple of weeks of starting, and I'll talk briefly about that. I got a lot of like a graphics there. You know, traditional, like a foundation-based projects, I mean, a lot of the technical work happens.